Why does my dog sound like an elephant having indigestion?
It's like elephant diarrhea after a bender on a fermenting acacia tree.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 674. Today we hear from Dawn, that is, as in the morning, not as in the duck. Dawn asks...
How do I actually increase my typing speed?
Type blindfolded. Not kidding. There's a real practical reason for this. Here's how it goes. When you learn to touch type, what you're learning to do is how to locate the keys by hand. You don't watch your fingers, and the more you don't watch your fingers, the better you get at being able to locate the keys. That's why in typing classes, they'll frequently have you type on a keyboard that either doesn't have letters on the keys, or you'll with a piece of paper covering your hands, because that forces you to learn where the keys are. You watch the screen for the feedback instead of watching your fingers. Now, that gets you to a certain spot, but you're still dependent with that habit on watching for the feedback that's coming from the screen. And so your eyes and your conscious mind are in the loop. And that does limit your typing speed. Typing that way, without any further tweaks to your process, will usually limit you at between 40 and 70 words a minute, which is a perfectly respectable typing speed, but it's not amazing. Much better to completely take your eyes out of the loop. You remove a step in the feedback chain, and you just type blind. Cover your eyes, turn off your monitor, look at a blank spot on the wall, type without reading what you're typing. Just think and have it go onto the screen. A little bit of practice like this, you should be able to jump your typing speed 20 to 40% really fast. And the reason is that you don't have your conscious mind in the loop editorializing. It's very like learning to write effectively. It's all about any process you do in life, whether it's driving or writing or typing or playing the piano or playing the guitar or hiking or photography. 99% of the job of learning to do it amazingly is learning to get your conscious mind completely out of the loop. What you're trying to do is move everything you can into muscle memory and take away every impedance and hurdle between your subconscious mind and the outside world. You're disintermediating your conscious mind because your conscious mind, your executive decision-making facility is slow and it's designed for other things than the sorts of stuff we're talking about. So compose with your eyes closed. And what you'll find is that once you get the hang of this, it not only will increase your typing speed when you're typing, even when you're watching the computer monitor, but it will also increase your flow rate in writing, which is slower than typing. You can type a lot faster than you can write. But you'll find that by staring off into space, by closing your eyes and typing in order to write, you'll be able to get a lot more direct access to what you're doing. You'll be able to stay completely in the story moment and worry less about what's showing up on the screen, because you will trust yourself that what you're thinking is what's going to go up on the screen. And that removes a whole feedback loop from the composition process as well.
So this staring off into space thing, this is why when you're writing, it looks like you're taking dictation from invisible gnomes that live in the walls?
Yeah, or like Stevie Wonder playing the piano or something like that. Yeah, that's why I frequently write with my eyes closed. And many of you have asked from time to time why I'm a one-and-done type of writer, why I don't do a lot of revision. Because it's bloody slow compared to how fast I write. It's painfully slow because I have to read things. I don't have to read things when I write. I barely have to look at it when I write. I just zoom. And the reason is because I practiced, I had such trouble touch typing that I actually had to practice with my eyes closed, because otherwise I would look at the keys. And I would look at the keys, and it didn't matter that there were there was paper over it. I always could figure out ways to cheat. So I eventually just started typing while I closed my eyes to see if I could get myself off the keyboard. And it worked spectacularly well. I now can type faster than I can speak sometimes, actually. It's rather scary. Kitty will tell you, she's come into the room and heard me typing and thought something was wrong sometimes because it was going so fast. In fact, the only person who's ever spoken faster than I can type is Cory Doctorow. When I interviewed him, I had to transcribe that interview. Oh my God. I wrote a blog post about it, because that man's regular resting talking speed is like the fucking Micro Machine Man. It's amazing. Anyway. And I think I've beaten that horse to death and stripped its carcass and tanned its hide and smoked all its meat. So it's time to move on. Thank you very much for the question, Don, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.